Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our Yankee Report with Sweeney Murdy is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need, and by Wallauer's Paint and Design. Wallauer Paint and Design, celebrating 100 years. Visit wallauer.com. Shop wallauer.com. Well, we could just, I guess, Sweeney, play last week's report, and it would be more of same, wouldn't it? The Yankees playing Tampa, struggling, three hits, home run from Stanton was their offense. And, you know, the thing that makes it more frustrating, I think, for New York fans, it was Michael Wacha, who was such a bomb last year for the Mets. And last night, six innings, one hit, one base on balls, looked like the second coming of Tom Seaver. I mean, he was great.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite the same as last week. I mean, this is a whole lot worse. I mean, this was
okay.
You know, a lot of times early in the season, you say, you know, okay, guys are getting warmed up. It's early, this and that. And that is true for most games, most losses. You can write them off. Last night was just a really ugly game. There are few games that look as bad as the one that I saw last night. I mean, and, you know, just jogging memories with guys on the beat, you know, from, you know, the last 21 years. There was a game in St. Louis on a Friday night in 2005. There was a game in Miami right after the All-Star break in 2001. I mean, these were games where the manager is visibly upset at the effort being put forth. And that's different. I mean, a lot of people like talk about how, you know, Aaron Boone kind of puts a positive spin on things. You know, Joe Torre didn't blast his team after every loss. There were ways that you lost certain games that you could tell Joe Torre was angry at the effort put forth and the output. And last night was one of those games for Aaron Boone. You know, he addressed the team, and it was made pretty clear by the people talking after that, you know, that angry Aaron Boone showed up. It wasn't you know, hey, it's okay, guys, we'll get him tomorrow. Now, that's what happens today, but there's just certain ways that games are played and how they're lost, as opposed to every loss counting the same. Last night, from a fielding standpoint, and then just, you know, the compounding of errors that, you know, you've had some base running errors in the last couple of weeks and stuff, but it just kind of compounded last night, Richard, into something that just looked worse than, you know, another loss.
Well, when you're not winning, when you're not hitting, it is very easy to look lifeless. But I look into that dugout and I don't see a lot of, a lot of life, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of, you know, it's not football where I need to see a lot of emotion, but I just see a lot of guys, they don't seem into it that much. Am I reading something into it because they're losing, or is there cause and effect, or what do you think?
Feels like tension, probably. You know, it's the thing about, you know, the you know, about lighting up your team in a speech. You know, you're right. It's not football where you get them all riled up and then you send them through the wall to go knock out the other guys. There's, you know, they've got to come back in today relaxed. You know, again, with, you know, Joe Torre always used to say the key to the game is being intense without being tense. And, that's the rub right there right now. You've got guys who are pressing early on because now you've got 40 or 50 at-bats or whatever, and you're starting 30, 40, 50 at-bats, and you're looking up and you're seeing the numbers, and you know, they start to mean a little bit more to you. Not a whole lot. I mean, because, you know, there are guys who have bad 100 at-bat starts and pick it up. But, you know, your number doesn't move quite as much after a hit. You know, you used to be able to knock your average up 50 or 100 points after a hit, and it doesn't move quite so much. So you've got guys who are probably pressing a little bit right now. Clint Frazier's probably certainly one of them. You know, 0 for 3 last night was with three strikeouts. So he's in a bit of a slide. And everybody else, you know, Stanton has two home runs, one last night. DJ LeMahieu just really hasn't gotten off the ground. There are days when he gets a couple of hits and his numbers look okay. But overall, I mean, I think, you watch DJ LeMahieu, you know what it looked like for the last 2 years. And you haven't seen that really so far. I remember, Derek Jeter always used to take responsibility for times when his teams weren't scoring runs because he batted, at or near the top of the order. And said his job was to get on base. And, with LeMahieu kind of struggling to find his footing, the rest of the offense hasn't taken hold. It sounds weird to say that because there are so many talented hitters in the lineup, but that there kind of tends to be a trickle down when you start, at the top of the order.
Well, and one thing, Aaron Hicks hitting left-handed is just lost, and yet hitting right-handed, you see him pretty well, and I'm at a point where either platoon him or let him hit right-handed against righties. I mean, it's at a point where this lefty-righty thing isn't working for him.
Yeah, that's a little extreme. I don't think, again, cut the at-bats in half. I told you, talking about 40 at-bats, now cut that in half because of the side of the plate you're talking about. So, yeah, it's one of the difficult things about being a switch hitter is trying to find your rhythm from both sides. And, yeah, he's among the guys who I think confidence is a big thing right now. And, you can see that. And, when you're talking about what you see in the dugout and see on guys' faces, a lot of that's confidence too. And I think, again, that's the trick to dressing down your team on Friday night. How do they come in on Saturday? You still have to, the idea of being level throughout a season, because it's so long, not getting high, not getting too high, not getting too low. I mean, there's value in that because, players play it out year after year. But I'm curious, how people come in and respond the day after a game like that, because that truly is, and it's different than getting blown out, 10-0 on a particular day. It's just all the things you're talking about, the way how it looks and how it feels, and sloppy play. That's the stuff that really, kinds of puts things on a different level and says, okay, it's okay to say, okay, not really getting hot yet, come back tomorrow. But when it looks like the way it did Friday night, you're like, okay, somebody needs to hit a reset button here because this has gotten a lot worse.
Well, and the pitching part of it, like, okay, Michael King goes, three innings, doesn't give up runs. But, right before he comes in, they're saying, well, Baseball America says he's got the best control of any pitcher in the Yankee organization. Oh, really? I didn't know that. Then he proceeds to walk the bases loaded. It's got to put a strain on fielders to be out there when a guy is nibbling and hunting and pecking and walking, and you're standing out there, and you finally get out of it, breathe a sigh of relief. But then you come in the dugout, and it kind of drains your energy, doesn't it?
I don't know. I mean, listen, they weren't fielding all that well before Michael King came in, so I'm not going to put that on him. he ended up walking the bases loaded that one inning and then got out of it. He ended up throwing a lot of pitches in that one inning. I mean, that's not unusual for a lot, I'm not going to pin the energy of a team on a guy who threw three scoreless innings last night and a guy who's thrown nine innings for the team this year and hasn't given up a run just because he walked a few guys, even though he has good control. There's just a lot of lackluster play. A season to me doesn't really start until you see a streak and you get past that streak. Like the Red Sox, for instance, had a long winning streak, right? Well, then, you know, now you see kind of start to see wonder who they are, because you're not the team that wins 9 in a row. You're not going to go 162-0, right? And you're not, and when you lose 7 in a row, you're not that team. You're not going to lose 50 or 60 in a row. So you kind of got to go through a streak and get through it and see who you are at that point. And the Yankees have kind of, you know, at 5-8, there's not much of a streak happening. It's just, you know, the offense is the slump that's happening. Even though you see some breakout games, maybe occasionally from LeMahieu or Judge, you haven't seen those guys get on a roll. So until that happens, you kind of gotta measure it and see where you are.
Yeah, and losing series—that's the thing, especially losing them in your division. You know, are depressing, because you're looking at Tampa, and we've talked about it last weekend about how Tampa's changed the roster. People have gone. They've got a lot of people on the injured list. They are a diminished team, you would think, and yet they're 3-1 against the Yankees.
Well, that's baseball, Richard. Early in the season, it's hard. You remember the year that the Yankees won 103 games, they lost 2 out of 3 to the Orioles to begin the year.
They were 5-8 to start the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, that true. Year. Same record. But they lost a series to the Orioles, and I don't think they've lost one to them since, or we're pretty close. It's odd in the beginning of the year. You don't get a really true picture of who a team is. It's why the season is as long as it is, and you play it out. So, but yeah, these are frustrating. The players get frustrated too, because they all talk about how talented they are, and that part is true. But they, they just get off to a bad start. The pitching has been a little bit of a frustration for the Yankees, because they can't get length out of anybody beyond Cole and Montgomery. Now, those are the two guys who go the next 2 days, Montgomery today, Cole tomorrow. So trying to get some distance out of Kluber and Tyone, even though it's only been a couple of starts, that's kind of what you're looking for. But, I think it's also a slow build-up for these guys. Corey Kluber, you got to remember, this isn't like throwing Cole and DeGrom out there, where Kluber was the, Cy Young Award winner. He's a couple of years removed from that, and it's worth remembering that he's still trying to build up a little bit. Even, just spring training wasn't enough. So he's a guy who – he's a big key to this, because of his ability to pitch a lot of innings, because he's done it in the past, but it's a slow build for him. He doesn't seem, it's hard to know, because you don't have a long history with these guys, and it's really hard to get to know them over, one Zoom a week. But, he doesn't seem all that concerned that he's not going the right direction. It's kind of a build for him, and this goes back to what I consider my theme for the season is durability over dominance. Just be durable and build for the year. It wouldn't do anybody any good if Corey Kluber went out there and went 7-0 in his first 10 starts and then got hurt. The idea is to get better as this goes on.
Yeah, because as you point out, when you don't have Gerrit Cole on the mound, they're 1-5 with a 6.45 ERA, and that is not going to cut it, no matter how good an offensive team they are.
Yeah, and I mean, Herman has given up some of those, and Kluber has given up some of those. So, yeah, there's Montgomery has actually pitched pretty well. He had the one game he had last week against Tampa. His ability to pitch, into the sixth inning was actually pretty remarkable, considering how the game started. And we'll see, a lot about tempers between the Yankees and the Rays. Jordan Montgomery, he hit Austin Meadows twice last week. One of them was really sharp, and the other one is almost felt more incidental. But he's only hit lefties. Another thing, people talk about control. Going into his last start against Tampa, Montgomery had only hit 3 batters of the almost 1,000 that he had faced in his career, and the first 3 were lefties. Last week was lefties. So, you kind of see a little bit of a pattern there. But it's not like he hits 40 guys and he's out there drilling Austin Meadows twice in a game. So we'll see if anything happens with that. Clearly everybody's kind of a little tense about that, but nothing happened last night.
Yeah, and the fans, you got to cool it. They cannot throw things on the field like they did. That is very dangerous. I understand you're frustrated. You know, the team's not playing up to what you want them to play, but there's no call for what happened last night.
A ticket to a baseball game with a result that you don't like is not a license to throw things at people in the field. It's just, or in the stands, you know, at each other. It's that's not how it works.
Yep. Okay, Swain, well, hopefully next weekend when we talk, things will be a little bit brighter, a little bit more to talk about on the plus side, and we'll see how it shakes out. Thank you, Sweeney.
Thanks, Richard.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.